Blog Talk Radio.
Fit for Life Radio. Our show is dedicated to making it easier for you to reach your weight loss goals. We feature guests who are here to share their experience, knowledge, and a little inspiration. Let's join our host, Carol Dunlap, in the studio now.
Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you so much for joining me this first show of the brand new year. I have a birthday girl online with me, I believe, if I have not confused her with somebody else. I tell you, I have got so much stuff going on this year already. I'm trying not to drive myself crazy. And I'm so glad that we're talking about stress today because I definitely need to stress less. Just a few minutes ago, I have to be honest with you guys, I had to tell myself, Carol, just breathe. It's going to be okay. It doesn't matter. It's going to be all right. That really helped calm me down. But my guest who's coming on, Dr. Kathy Groover, she's going to tell us more about some things that we can do to stress less in 2015. And I know that we need it because she's going to give us a lowdown on why stress is not good for us, how, and some tips and tricks that we can do to help avoid it, put it at bay, you know, make it less important in our life. So before we get to that, I want to let you guys know that the Women's Weight Loss and Wellness Summit 2015 is rolling in next week. On the 12th, we get started Monday through Friday, 5 days, 15 presenters, 3 women each day are going to come on and tell you all kind of actionable strategies that you can do to lose weight, get fit and healthy for 2015. And these women are not kidding. I am just so proud of each and every one of them that I invited to be a part of the summit. It came on like gangbusters, and we have worked together to bring you the ultimate vehicle to help you figure out what you need to do to lose that weight, keep it off, to stress less, to feel better, just everything that has to do with wellness and fitness. So all you have to do is log on to loseweight2015.com and sign up. It's absolutely free. How about that? Giving you a free gift to start out the new year to let you know that you can do this thing. You don't have to be worried about it. I got you. I got you covered right now. So log on over there at loseweight2015.com. Now, we're going to get to what we're talking about today because I need this so much. So hanging on the line with me, she's hanging out for a girlfriend chat, and we're going to talk about stress, and we are not going to stress about how we're going to stress less. Dr. Kathy Groover, how you doing?
I'm doing fabulous, thank you. And it is my birthday, so I'm very excited to be here with you on my little special day.
Yes, happy birthday to you. I thought that was you because, and the reason that I resonated with so much is mine is February 6th, so a whole month from now, then I'm going to be celebrating my birthday. So isn't that
woo-hoo.
Great?
If I remember, I'll email you. I can't make a guarantee on that.
Oh, that's okay. I'm sure we'll be in contact and stuff. And just know that you've already said it, so it's already out there to have a wonderful and fabulous birthday for both of us, you know?
Yay.
And I must say, you are so beautiful. You look beautiful. You sent me my picture, and you guys that are listening right now, if you can log on to the site, onto the Blog Talk Radio site and see her, you will just be absolutely stunned by how gorgeous she really is. And she is wearing that red dress. I'm like, oh, my God. So, I'm so honored to have you on board here, a virtual star in the midst here of all this stuff going on, because you've done so much. Why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself so we can get to know you a little bit better, and then we're going to jump right into what we're talking about.
Yeah, absolutely. I've been involved in massage and natural health for almost 25 years now, which does not even seem humanly possible, especially on this my day of birth, where I go, I'm how old now? Wait, what? lots of massage, lots of natural health. I'm working on my 5th book right now, which I expect to be out in the next couple of months, and I've got video and video and audio programs. My first book, The Alternative Medicine Cabinet, has won a couple awards and was turned into a national TV series, which we hope will be airing now in 2015. And my other book, so excited about that. And my other book, Conquer Your Stress with Mind Body Techniques, which is, I know, what we're going to talk about today, because I know no one that's listening is stressed at all. So, but I'll give you a couple of hints in case you find yourself stressed. Yeah, no stress at all. That just won its 5th award, so I'm really excited about that. And I lost my mom to cancer when I was 18, and that was definitely one of the things that propelled me forward in what I do. I can't say that that's what got me into natural health, because everyone wants to make that connection of, oh, you lost your mom, therefore. It wasn't that direct a connection, but it definitely influences, you know, every client I see and everybody I put my hands on. And one of the things she really didn't have back in the 80s in Pittsburgh were choices. There were not a lot of options for her dealing with cancer at that point. There's still not tons. We have a couple more. So I think that what that really influenced me was giving people options. And, you know, I've been so privileged to reach probably at this point millions of people, teaching them nutrition options and stress options and mindfulness and health, and just to know that they can go for it, they can make a different choice. And then for fun, I do hip hop dance and flying trapeze, which is one of my most, because doesn't everyone do flying trapeze to relieve stress? Yeah, it's one of my most favorite things, and I'm just absolutely addicted to it. So it's very fun.
Oh, that is awesome. I've seen that before, and I think they have it here in Atlanta. In one or two places. I can imagine them having it too, but I think I've seen it one place. I've been almost convinced to go do it, but I'm a CrossFit, so I can feel you on that. There's no stress in that at all. You know, going in, you don't know what kind of workout you're going to get, so whatever you got to do, you know, whatever you got to do to, because I can tell you, doing, you know, the flying trapeze, doing CrossFit, doing some severe stuff, I like to call it severe, intense stuff like that will get rid of your stress, or at least put you on a track to actually be able to deal with stress, because it certainly has helped me to do that. Wow, I have to tell you.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, exercise is one of the best things we can do for stress. It releases those feel-good hormones in the brain. It distracts us from what our problems are. And distraction is actually one of the really great stress reliever. You know, when we get so wrapped up in a movie or a book, or I specifically like sports that you have to be present and in the moment for, because I'll tell you, if you're doing trapeze or dance for that reason, you know, if you're not right there in the present moment, if you're dwelling in the past or thinking about the future, you're going to mess up and you can get really hurt.
Yeah.
And I ended up in the emergency room from projecting into the future and not paying attention to what I was doing. So, you know, you want to be present and work your body and sweat, and it feels so good. It feels so good.
I can definitely relate to you on that. Same thing with CrossFit or any type of workout actually, but especially the intense stuff that you do. If you are not in the present, if you are not paying attention, you could definitely hurt yourself. And we definitely don't want that to happen, because then you can't do what you want to do for a little while, because you're resting up, and then it gives you time to think about, why did I do that stupid thing right there that got me hurt? So we don't want to go with that. Now, I know that we're talking about stress. Stressing less in 2015. But let's start it off and you know, let everyone know, what exactly is stress, and can we actually get rid of it?
Yeah, stress is the feeling that demands are going to exceed our resources. It's the perception, basically, that we're not going to be able to handle what is being given to us. The other definition is a threat, real or imagined. So when we were, evolving as human beings on this planet or with animals, the threats were very real. You were either hunting and hungry, or you were hunted, or you were in labor, or you were dying. I mean, those were kind of the only stressful things. And what's so phenomenal about our brains as humans is, you know, we have these amazing imaginations, and we've created things like computers and TV, and we write, and we can do movies and music, and, you know, we have this amazing brain. But we also are the only species that can imagine stress. You know, animals don't ruminate about things. They don't dwell in the past. They don't worry about the future. They don't, you know, the cheetah doesn't come back from the hunt and go, oh, sorry, Bob, I missed that gazelle, you know, because the sun was in my eyes and I was thinking about this girl and, you know, my tail's fluffy today and I'm feeling kind of fat, so you guys go ahead and hunt and I'm just going to sit here and think about things. They don't do that. They would be extinct.
Right.
In fact, that might have been what happened to the dinosaurs. Maybe they ruminated too much. But humans have the ability to do that. You know, we can think about some horrible thing that happened 20 years ago and put ourselves into a stress response. And that's where stress can be really detrimental. Because if you look at what is stressing us out, it's not really right now. It's something in the past that happened, or it's something in the future that we're worried about happening. And even traffic, which can be incredibly stressful, it's not really about the traffic at that moment. It's about where you have to be in 10 minutes or where you should have been 15 ago and you're not there. So if we can, you know, remember to stay in the present moment, and, you brought up a good point, there is no way to stop stress. We can't stop those things around us. We can't stop the government. We can't stop the line at the post office. We can't stop the traffic. We can manage our response to those things. So stress isn't really the problem. It's our response to it, and we choose how we do that. You know, it's very programmed. It's oftentimes those responses are very automatic from our childhood, from those knowns and those unknowns that are in our subconscious. But we can find ways to control those responses, and then stress won't have the type of effect on us that it is right now. They're estimating that 60 to 80% of our doctor's visits are from stress. That's crazy. Mm-hmm. That is so much money and resources being, I don't want to say wasted because the care is needed, but, you know, things that could be better spent elsewhere. So managing that stress response really is the key to this.
You're so right, because I think one of the presenters that I have on the summit that's coming up next week, she was dealing with a stress issue, you know, talking about how to get a hold of stress before it gets hold of you. And she actually quoted, like, that same stat about how stress is, like, the major or number one factor that sends people to the emergency room, to the doctor, you know, I can't deal with this. But they don't know that it's – they don't realize that they're stressing out. They just think something else is going on, or it has manifested itself in a disease or condition, and it all relates back to stress. Isn't that crazy?
It really is, and it's so interesting because if you actually look at the biological stress response, you know, our body perceives that we're in danger. So we have that fight or flight response. So our blood pressure rises, our heart rate increases, our breathing rate increases. Okay, that's a problem if you're not actually running from something.
Right.
Your digestion slows. You either hold on to everything in your colon, constipation, or you release everything in your bowel, which is diarrhea. So you look at IBS, which is alternating constipation and diarrhea. That's a stress response. Upset stomach. Lack of sexual response, memory and cognitive function issues, all of those things are biological responses that served us great when we were running from a saber-toothed tiger. We needed to have that you know, the nervous system response. Now we don't, because our stress isn't this dynamic bear jumping out at us. It's the boss, and it's the mother-in-law, and it's the kids on drugs, and the bacon catches on fire, and we're late. You know, it's the morning you had where you said you were running around doing so many things. You weren't actually having a physical threat, but your body was reacting as if it was. And over time, that gets to be so bad for us, so bad for us. So you breathing and saying everything's okay is perfect, perfect.
Cool. I've learned that. I've learned it from actually my guests on the show, like yourself, from interviewing so many people and just from doing research. And unfortunately, I was diagnosed with breast cancer. It's 4 years ago this year. Woo-hoo, 4 year survivor. So,
very cool.
Yeah, just kind of learning to deal with things and just learning it doesn't matter unless, you know, you got a gun in your face and somebody's fixing to shoot you, that all
right.
the stuff is going to pass. All the stuff is going to be over, it's going to be done. And what is going to happen if it doesn't happen right this second? What? You know, really and truthfully, what is going to happen? So, you know, just kind of getting a hold of yourself. I think that the thing about being able to recognize, okay, I'm about to be really stressed right now, or I'm getting into that stressful mode, and being able to stop, breathe, take it easy, slow it down a little bit, will help you. It has done wonders for me.
Yep.
It's done wonders because, you know, unless the house is falling down on me, I don't really have too much to worry about. Things will be okay.
Yep, exactly. And also, so much of what we're stressing about, we don't know that it's actually going to happen. So, and, you know, as you're leaving the office Friday, the boss comes in and says, I need to see you first thing Monday morning. Are you going to spend your next 2 days stressing about what the boss is going to say? Okay, so say the boss says you're doing a horrible job, you're fired. You can't control that. You cannot change that in your 2 days off. So to quote one of my favorite monks, why suffer twice?
Wow.
You don't know what
he's
going to say to you Monday. So why did you just waste your weekend? You know, I had a client who, she's in a management position at a company, and she shared with me that she was really stressed because Monday she was going to have to let a client go, an employee go. And it happened to be right before the holidays, right before Christmas, and she was so stressed about having to let him go. And she freaked herself out for like a week. She finally sat him down and said, you know, we're going to have to end your contract, blah, blah, blah. He was ecstatic because there was another job he wanted to take.
Oh, my God.
So he freaked out for a week, and he was happy. He was like, oh, I'm actually so relieved because I was trying to figure out a way to go, but I didn't want to abandon you guys. It was perfect. So we don't know what the outcome is going to be. Why suffer twice? Or 4 or 5 or 6 times, knowing us, you know, stay in the present moment. We don't know what the outcome is going to be. And one of my favorite parables, and I use this all the time, my poor husband hears this thing so much, there was a farmer in a small village with his one son, and he had come into an opportunity to buy a bunch of horses. to help him plow his field. So he got all of these horses delivered to his farm, and all the villagers said, "Oh my gosh, you have all these horses. This is so great. What great luck. Good for you." And the farmer says, "We'll see." So the next day, his son is riding one of the horses trying to train him so they can plow the field, and the horse bucks. The son goes flying off and breaks his arm. And the villagers gather around and say, "Oh my gosh, your only son broke his arm. This is so horrible. What horrible luck." And the farmer says, "We'll see." The next day, the army comes through and takes all young men to go serve in the army. But because the son had a broken arm, he could not be taken. So the villagers gather around to the farmer and says, "Your son broke his arm. What great luck." And the farmer says, "We'll see. We don't know how this stuff is going to turn out. There are just events. There are no good and bad events. We put that on there. So is the arm breaking good or bad? You know, we don't know." And we tend to look at these things so much in our lives as failures, or that's wrong, or that's negative, or that didn't work. We don't know ultimately what that means to us in our life. So I encourage people to try to be as neutral as you can about some of these events and let it unfold, see where it goes. Don't stress about it.
You know, you're so right. My husband and I are going through a little thing right now because we're making some major changes in our life. He's going to leave his job in, actually the day after my birthday. He's going to go back and then he's going to quit. This job has, you know, it was really a saving point for us at one time because he was, you know, he had been out of work for like a year, and all my listeners kind of know the story, but he had been out of work for a year. He went back, he got this job, and it was through one of my clients he was able to get it. We're like, "Woohoo, got a job, we get back on track, this is so good." 5 months after he got the job, he had this severe stroke, and he was paralyzed. He was out of commission for about 4 months. He had to go through grueling physical therapy and rehab and all that. And during that time, it was horrible because we had no money. I mean, absolutely no money. The month after he actually was let go, had the stroke, my job let me go. Even though I was only working part-time, it was good. You know, good piece of money coming in. And now I have no money. And then his job decides that they don't want to insure him anymore. So we were just like, you talk about between a rock and a hard place. I mean, I don't know where we were, what was going on. There was nothing going on. So we had to kind of continue on, and God brought us through that whole thing. Here we are now, 4 years later. He's back at work. You know, he went back like about 4 months later. And, you know, we are moving on with our life. So it's come to a point where, okay, you got to get out of that job because it's starting to stress him. It's starting to stress him a lot. And I'm like, I will not have you have another stroke. You got to leave there. You got to get out of there. So now he's like, okay, I'm going to do it. We set the date. We're making plans, and now he's stressing out because he's like, I don't know what I'm going to do after I leave, because it's come to a point. You know, when you have that point where you got, I got to get out of here, I'm going to die thing, it's like that. And he doesn't, and I was like, you need to come in and work with me. You know, work all the stuff that I'm doing, the radio show, the personal training, online training, all that stuff. That's, I need him for that, because he's a wonderful social media person. He's a techie guy. He's in IT and all that stuff. So he's just stressing himself out. As a matter of fact, it's so funny you said that, because I just got off a text with him. I was like, stop worrying. Stop worrying. It's going to be okay. We don't know. It's like you said, we don't know. We put all these things on something that's going to happen, but we have no idea what's really going to happen. It could be the worst thing. It could be the best thing. It could be neutral. But I know that if something is stopping you that much and you are stressing the heck out about it, you need to get away from that. You really do.
Yep. Yeah, and I know so many people who have developed, you know, illnesses or dis-ease, to quote Louise Hay, at their job.
Dis-ease,
and they won't leave because they don't feel like they can, and I totally get that. I'm not saying everyone should walk in their boss's office and go, I quit because you're making me sick. You know, we have to work for a living. I totally get that. But I know so many people who have gotten themselves in a situation where they're starting to physically suffer and they get fired. And for a moment they think, oh, my God, they're terrified. They think it's the worst thing ever. And then about a week later they go, oh, thank God I got fired, you know.
Right.
And I look back at, at times in my life when I go, oh, you know, why didn't that boy want to date me? Or why didn't I get that role in the play? Or why didn't that job come through? Or why didn't, you know. And now I look back and I realize those things were pivotal change points in my life. And they seemed so negative at the time. And now I'm looking back you know, as a whole timeline, it was one of the best things that could have happened to me, you know, whether it was losing the job or not getting the date or not getting the role or whatever it was. You know, to me, it was designed that I sit here right now in my office looking at my fish and talking to you. I mean, this is where it all came to. And I just can't argue with it anymore. You know, we can buck the system as much as we want, but so much of it, I think, is out of our control. So go with it, you know, be as happy as you can, focus on the positive. And I like one of the things that you were saying earlier was, you know, you were breathing and saying it'll be okay. You know, we have about 60,000 thoughts a day, and it's 50,000 of those are negative. That's a
wow.
lot of negative thoughts. And so talk about not being able to control stress. We can at least try to control our own thoughts. And stopping thoughts is hard. You know, it's like saying don't think of an elephant. Oh, crap, okay, we're all thinking of an elephant now. Let's think about something else. Let's think about a camel. Let's replace it. And that's where I like affirmations. So rather than saying something like, oh, I'll never get this done, or I don't have enough time, or oh, why is everyone doing this to me? You know, these ruminating phrases and thoughts that we have all the time. Change those to, I have plenty of time. I am healthy and well. I am surrounded by supportive and loving friends. I accept money from unexpected sources. I am prosperous and abundant. You know, saying these things over and over again not only increases things like our sports performance and our physical ability, it changes our mind. So even if it's not manifesting the parking space, we're at least going into it with less stress. And that, to me, is huge.
Right.
That's one thing we can control are those thoughts. So let's make that choice to, you know, I love working with people with affirmations. You can do them for anything. They're free. They're simple. There's no side effects. Don't need a prescription.
Exactly. You know, you brought up the sports world, and I can tell just by looking at you and your pictures that you are physically active. I mean, you look physically active, which is a good thing, and that helps us to get through all this stuff. But one thing that people don't understand about sports, and it could be any kind of sports, you know, even dancing and stuff, is they know that we have to have this attitude in order to get in there and win, in order to do the best, in order to, you know, if you're in a competition or if you're, you know, in the game-winning play or whatever. And if you go into any of those sports, soccer, especially football, you see all these the affirmations and the positive statements up on the walls, above the lockers, and that's what the players see when they walk in. Just imagine if we could, you know, if I did that in my house, my husband would probably kill me. But, you know, I try to surround myself with good quotes and affirmative type of language so that I can look around, and if I'm feeling down, depressed or stressed or whatever, that I can look at something and go, hey, I can do that because that thing over there said that I can do it, and I read it, and then you become, then you start to believe it yourself. You start to do it, and before you know it, you're like, hey, what was I worried about? I did that doggone thing. It was cool. So,
I
was finished. Go ahead.
Oh, well, and it changes our mind. It changes our attitude of how we go into things. And when I was researching my dissertation for my PhD, which was on how our words, thoughts, and emotions change our physiology and our health outcomes, how we can actually use our language and our minds to change our bodies, so many of the studies I found about positive self-talk was in the sports arena, no pun intended. Whether it was high jump or dart throwing or free throws, you know, sports figures use things like visualization, affirmations, and positive talk to accomplish what they want to. And don't think that, you know, when the guy's trying to do the extra point through those uprights, he's not visualizing that football going through the uprights.
Exactly.
I mean, you know, it has to be a skill that you already have. Me trying to do free throws and visualize it, not going to work. But when I go to a dance show and I watch people dance, it triggers the same part in my brain that triggers when I dance. So even from watching people do our activity, we get pleasure and a benefit from it. It's pretty phenomenal. I mean, our minds are so incredible. They have such amazing power and ability, and we haven't even begun to tap into what a source it can be to help us heal. It's really amazing.
Well, that's so true. You know, when I was going through my cancer treatments, this was after the surgery, and my oncologist was trying to get me ready for the chemo, and I was deathly afraid of going through chemo.
Sure.
You know, because I had heard all these stories, and, you know, that's another thing that stresses us out. We listen to the stories of other people who have gone through things, and, of course, they never tell us the good things. They just tell us, oh, my God, you know, I'm puking every day, my head's in a trash can, I could have, you know, blah, 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 blah. And then, of course, you hear about someone like Stuart Scott who died from his cancer, you know, he lost his battle and all that. He was going through all this chemo. So immediately you think chemo equals death, right? That's death and suffering. That's all you think about. So my oncologist, who loved her to death, she said, Carol, attitude is everything in this. So she said, you know, I don't know how you're going to react going through this, but if you go into it with a positive attitude, and then her nurse said, what my goal is going to be is to make sure that you suffer as little as possible. So I'm going to give you some drugs that are going to help you not feel nauseous and, you know, all these things. So I had all this positive, like, I don't know, equipment or artillery that I was like, okay, I can do this. You know, and I stopped going up on the I did a lot of research online for it, too. And some of the boards I stopped going to, but some I did find some that said, hey, you know, it wasn't that bad. It wasn't a walk in the park. But it wasn't too bad. I got through it, and that started to kind of bolster me up. I was like, okay, I can do this. So once I got the first treatment, I was like, you know how you're sitting around waiting to get hit by a truck, like what the heck is going to happen to me? And I survived, and I didn't throw up. My head was not in a trash can. I actually felt pretty good. I just felt a little, you know, queasy or whatever. And then I went to the next treatment, and I felt okay. And I was like, man, I can do this doggone thing. So I was like, you know, if you let people, like you said, surround yourself with positivity, surround yourself with people who are like, yes, you can do this, then you actually feel like you can do it. Then when you start doing it, then you're like, okay. And then your stress seems to kind of get less and less and less as you keep doing it and you keep having achievements and you hit these levels. So it's like, what an awesome feeling, you know?
Right. And that's so true. And you brought up such a great point about expectation. And unfortunately, most people talk about horrible things. I cannot tell you how many women have told me how horrible my menopause is going to be. Oh, you just wait. There's going to be hot flashes. You're not going to be thin forever. You're not going to want to have sex. And you're going to dry up. And you're going to have no desire. You know, they give me this laundry list of things that happened to them. And I'm sorry that happened to them. Doesn't mean it's going to happen to me.
Right.
Why can't I stay thin and slender until I'm 90? I mean, you know, I have so many people that, who, like you said, I look fit. I do. I'm very lucky. I have a physique that stays pretty darn fit. Even if I work out like crazy, but even when I'm not, I stay pretty slender.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, you wait till you turn 30. Okay, well, I'm over 30. Oh, well, wait till you're 35. Okay, I'm over 35. Wait till you're 40. What is this, multiple choice? Why do you want me to get fat? You know, and I see people are so suggestible, you know, talking about something like hypnosis. A lot of us walk around in a state of hypnosis. About 40% of people, I got to unhypnotize before I hypnotize them. So if you're in a suggestible state and you hear somebody say, oh, you're going through chemo? Oh, okay, good luck. What are you inferring from that? Holy crap, I'm going to be sick. I had surgery on my toe back in August of last year, and I did hypnosis, and I did meditation, and I did visualization. I heal incredibly fast. I told him I didn't want general anesthesia, so they gave me Twilight and some local. And the doctor, great surgeon, he did an amazing job, but Western medicine. He kept saying, you know, did you pick up your pain meds? Did you go get your pain meds? Did you get your pain meds? And I said, well, I'm not really going to need them. I don't take pain meds. He goes, no, I need you to get those. And I went, all right. So I picked them up. He gave me 60 Vicodin.
Oh, my God.
For a toe.
Jeez.
And I'm like, holy crap. And I said, good Lord, how bad is this going to hurt? Oh, well, you know, it's really painful. I did not need any Vicodin. Not one.
Wow.
I didn't take one. Took Advil. But for someone who doesn't have a brain that works the way mine does, and I tend to be actually more rebellious. You tell me I need pain meds, I go, no, I don't.
Me too.
Giving,
I'm rebellious.
you know, he's like, but to turn to someone who has a different brain setup than I do and say, did you get your pain meds? You better go pick those up. Do you have them? And then you see 60 Vicodin. What you infer from that is, oh, my God, this is really going to hurt. Well, what does your body do? It makes it hurt. You know, that's why I really wish doctors would, I mean, I know they have to tell us the negative things. I wish they wouldn't stress them as much. I wish they would really encourage more positive. It's not going to make a difference, you know, or giving people, you know, you only have 2 weeks to live. Oh, please don't say that. I've seen a lot of naked butts doing massage. There's no expiration date. We don't know when it's going to happen.
Exactly.
You know, I don't like stuff like that. It really messes with our minds.
It does. It suggests that we have no control over things that we actually have some control over. The doctors don't really know. I mean, no one knows. Even if you go to someone who sees the future, what future are they looking at? Is dependent on A, B, and C, and what if you don't do C? So you have to look at it like no one really knows. And, you know, I think it's just by people like you and like me who bring people like you to this and opening up people's minds to the possibilities of, hey, I can have a little control in my life. Okay, I can take more control in my life. Okay, I don't have to stress out if the dishes are in the sink and I haven't washed them. My husband's coming home and he says he hates to have dishes in the sink, but I've been working all day here and he thinks I don't do anything. You know, but who's putting that stress on you? Sit your husband down, tell him, this is what I actually do, blah, 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 blah. And, I mean, I get to the dishes. So, and if I don't get to them, if they stay there one night, who cares? You know, it's just me and you here, nobody cares. Okay, even if they're kids, make the kids wash them. You know, there's always solutions. So I'm glad that you brought those things up. There's a lot of stuff that people don't talk about, like menopause. And, you know, I was put into menopause because of the cancer and the treatments that I had, and then I had a full hysterectomy after that, and I'm like, oh, my God, what's going to happen? Same as you know, you're going to get this, you're going to get that, and then you fall into those traps sometimes, and you think, okay, well, they said this is what's going to happen, so, you know, I see it, and then you get more depressed, and you get more stressed out, and then you go, wait a minute, this doesn't have to happen. I'm going to do this way. I'm going to do it that way or something, so, you know, I'm glad you're here to open our eyes to this stuff because you do that really well.
I just like to give options because we always have options. They might not always seem to be the best options, but we always have them. You know, we always do, and we have to remember that. And to get a second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth opinion, there is not one person that's right, including me. You know, I'd love to say I'm right all the time. I'm not. And there's been, you know, so many clients in my office where they've come in for a massage and I go, you know, I can keep massaging you. It's actually not going to solve your problem. Why don't you try a chiropractor? Why don't you try this or that? You know, I'd be more than happy to keep seeing you for general stuff, but I can't fix what's wrong with you. And they kind of look at me puzzled because they're not used to people saying that. I mean, I'd love their $90, but I'm not going to do it if I can't help them. So, you know, find people who can help you. It's so important.
Exactly. Well, Dr. Gruber, we have come to the end of our time. I knew just when I first spoke with you that it was going to be a fun ride, and our ride is coming to an end. Ooh, but I want you to tell people how they can get in touch with you and how they can actually get more of you or experience you because you've got a lot. Love speaking with you, so let everyone know how they can get with you.
Yeah, absolutely. My website is thealternativemedicinecabinet.com, and all my books are there. I have health consulting. I'm doing weekend exclusive health coaching here in Santa Barbara where all you have to do is get here. Everything else is covered. Very excited about that. And audio program in the works. My next book will be out hopefully March or April of this year. And then I've got some phenomenal health videos on my YouTube channel, which is youtube.com/Dr. Kathy Gruber. And there's links all over the place. So go ahead, check out the site. A lot of great free resources. You can sign up for my newsletter there. Get my super secret health tip when you do that. And just let me know how I can help.
Awesome, awesome. Thank you again so much for taking time out of your day, taking time out of your life to come here and share this valuable information with us. I really appreciate it. You were totally awesome, totally loved every second of it. So thank you so much for that.
Thanks, my dear. You too, anytime.
All right, cool. All right, everyone, you've got your marching orders now. You need to go to www.thealternativemedicinecabinet.com. Find out all about Dr. Kathy Gruber because she will blow your mind, I'm telling you. So, everyone, thank you so much for tuning in. And be sure to tune in again next time when I'll have another fantastic guest for you. And please stay fit out there. Talk to you soon.